Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. There was a survey conducted by TD Ameritrade last year. I want to say they did it in June of 2020, just as the coronavirus was really shutting everything down. I mean, if you reflect back to, 9 months ago, coronavirus was taking over the country. People weren't going to work. The people that were going to work weren't physically going to work. They were telecommuting. Companies that didn't have telecommuting policies adopted telecommuting policies because if they were going to stay in the game, if they were going to survive, and they needed employees to do that, they had to find a way to make their business model work. So more and more Americans started working from home. Now, some Americans, they couldn't do that because their job required them to physically be there. So a lot of those Americans, they switched gears. Maybe they left employment in one place and they sought employment in another place. And maybe that other place was a place where they could physically go because they were considered an essential worker. I'm just here to tell you, 9 months ago, that was a tough time in American history. It really was. And when TD Ameritrade conducted this survey, this is what they found. They found that with regards to the coronavirus effect, 71% of Americans were concerned about their ability to retire and felt that the pandemic directly affected their retirement plans. Yeah, that's what they found. So think about it. What does retirement look like for you? What is your game plan going forward? If you haven't thought about retirement, because maybe it's, that's just too far in the future. I can't go there. I can't wrap my head around, 20 years in the future or 30 years in the future or whatever your time span is. I'm here to tell you, you probably need to wrap your head around it. Because if you're like the statistics indicate that out of every 100 people to reach the age of retirement, and that magic number tends to be 65. I mean, that's the number that was programmed into me. I'm sure that's the number that was programmed into you. Now, if you're younger, maybe the number that was programmed into you is 70. I don't know. But consider what your life will be like when you get to that magic number. And statistically, based on information that we received by looking through the Census Bureau data, 5%, that's right, 5% will retire either with a status of being rich, or they will have enough passive income coming into their household that they're able to live the same quality of life that they had when they were working. So if you do the math, 95% don't get there. You see, 3% have to work until they die, or they can no longer work, in which case they join the biggest population of 63% that are reliant on friends, family, churches, the government, or some other entity to assist them with living their retired years. And 29%? Statistically, 29% don't even live to the age of 65. They never make it to that point of retirement. And I think that's a really, really sad result. I really do. I think that's terrible. Now, I've got some more statistics. Actually, I've got a lot of research that I've done that I'm going to share with you throughout today's show. And I'm going to share this information with you, not to tell you that what you're doing is wrong, but to make you start thinking about retirement, make you start thinking about what will your life be when you finally get to that point of not working. See, I think in the back of your mind, you want to get there. You want to get to a place in your life where you don't have to spend at least a third of your life working for money. You want to start enjoying things. Maybe you want to enjoy grandchildren. Maybe you want to travel. Maybe you want to spend more time with your spouse. I mean, there's a myriad of reasons why living in that golden age, that period of retirement, is so attractive. But I'll tell you, if you're not doing the right things today to position yourself for retirement in the future, you're probably going to be lumped in with that 95%. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to die before the age of 65, because I don't know. I just don't know. But there are people that die before the age of 65. It's statistically out there. So what's wrong with drawing a line on the wall and saying that line represents a five-year period? On the left side of the line is today. On the right side of the line is 5 years from now. And what's wrong with creating a lifestyle that allows you to retire in the next 5 years, regardless of how old you are right now? Because believe it or not, you probably have the resources to start changing your life, especially if you've been putting money into those traditional retirement accounts, or maybe you trade stocks, whatever you do. And I've got information that I will share with you later on in the show as to why that is probably a better idea to invest in real estate. Stick around, I got a lot for you.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm getting into that uncomfortable discussion about retirement. And I realize that you deal with stuff on a daily basis. I mean, you've got a lot on your plate, and coronavirus did not make that plate any more clear. No, it didn't. I mean, it just piled more stuff on it, didn't it? I mean, because let's face it, you were either affected in the job market. In other words, maybe you had to change jobs because of the lockdown, or maybe you transitioned from working in a environment where you were around your coworkers and now you're telecommuting. Your children were put into a situation where they had to learn from home, and the educational system that's out there wasn't prepared to migrate all of these students onto web-based platforms. They, you know, I'm sure they did the best that they could, but a lot of students, I mean, based on things that I've read, really just lost a whole year of education because the modality that they were forced into didn't give them what they needed. Oh, and by the way, those students were in your house while you were working. Yeah, and maybe your spouse is working too. So now, you know, both of you have to have computers. The kids have to have computers. You have to upgrade your internet system so that you can handle all this traffic. Yeah, I mean, trust me, I know. It was crazy. It was crazy. And now it appears we're getting closer to whatever the new normal will be. And we still don't know what that's going to be. Some of you have been able to go back to your workplace. Many of you have not. Kids have been allowed to go back to school in many places. You know, there's still requirements to wear masks. I mean, things have occurred. So, you know, piling on retirement on top of all the things that you're doing, man, you might be thinking, dude, you're breaking my back. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not here to break your back. I'm here to share with you information that you need to hear because nobody else will tell you this stuff. Nobody else will tell you that what you're doing for retirement is setting you up for failure. Let's get to the brass tacks of the information that's out there. Americans, as a whole, they are living longer. They are living much longer in today's day and age than they ever have. And maybe that's because we've had advances in medicine, we understand disease better, we're able to provide curative things to health issues that you have. You know, maybe you deal with pain management, and that helps you subdue the pain so that you can stay focused. Maybe you take drugs to help lower your cholesterol or to keep your blood pressure in line. And if you didn't take those drugs, maybe you would have heart issues earlier in your age. So we as a people, we are living longer. And don't take my word for it. There's a lady by the name of Danielle Roberts, who is a Medicare expert, and she co-founded an organization called Boomer Benefits. This is what she said. She said, our retirement savings, and I'm going to stop right there. Notice she used the word savings, because I'm going to tell you something right now that may upset you, but I'm here to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. So that word savings, it is used time and time and time again with regards to your so-called investments that you're making in your retirement accounts. See, those are really nothing more than glorified savings accounts. You keep putting money in, you keep putting money in, you keep putting money in. That money may get invested in different vehicles. You may get returns on that money. Okay, I get that. I mean, your financial planner said, you know, you should be growing overall 7-8%. That plan of savings, unless you started early enough and you put a chunk of money in, I'm talking a big chunk of money in, year after year after year after year, and you were deliberate and you protected that savings account, unless you did all of that stuff, what you're doing for retirement is probably going to blow up in your face, and it's going to happen in your golden years. I'm just here telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Let me get back to Danielle, though. She said, our retirement savings must factor in housing expenses, utilities, lifestyle, and healthcare costs, which many Americans just aren't prepared for financially by the time they reach the age of 65. And this is information coming from somebody that studies the elderly. And this is what she's seeing. She's seeing more and more people getting to that ripe old age of 65, and they're not prepared. They are not prepared for retirement. You know, it gets worse because let's talk about education. Let's talk about education. I think education is very valuable. I really do. But I think our educational system is not doing what it really needs to do because it's not teaching people how to develop wealth. All it's doing is teaching them certain skill sets so that they could become cogs in the machine to work for an organization to earn money. Now, there's a guy by the name of David Flores Wilson. Now, he's a certified financial planner. And he's also, get this, a certified divorce financial analyst. And he edits something called Planning to Wealth. This is what a financial planner said with regards to the cost of education. The cost of college is dramatically higher than inflation over the last several decades. And many families have prioritized paying for putting their kids through the college of their choice over their retirements. That's right. You're writing big checks to educational institutions because you want your children to have a better life. And you know what? I get that, man. I totally get that because I'm on board with that concept. I absolutely want my children to have a much better life than I had. Just as my father wanted me to have a much better life than he had. Just as, and it goes on and on and on. But I'll tell you what, we're teaching them to spend a bunch of money on an education that may not provide any value or utility for them when they come out of college. I was watching a TV show on CBS. It's these people, they're kind of blue-collar workers and other types of people. They come together. It was called Tough as Nails. And there was a young lady on there that I really liked because this lady's a go-getter. And she said, you know what? I went to college. And then out of college, she graduated from college. She worked like, you know, waitress jobs and things like that until she got into the union. And that when she joined the union, she felt like, you know, she was making progress in her life. Which tells me you don't have to go to college to get into a union and learn to trade. I mean, that's a bunch of money that was wasted, right? Okay, I'm going to calm down. And when we come back from the break, I've got more data to share with you. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
A guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So what I'm talking about today is the fact that your golden years may not be as golden as you think they will be. Because I've got it all in front of me. I've got all of this information telling me that what you're doing now to retire yourself in the future is not working. And based on the statistics that I shared with you at the beginning of the show, only 5% of you are going to get to where you're trying to get to. That means 95% of you are not. And 29% of you, unfortunately, this is statistically, 29% of you won't even make it to that age of retirement at age 65 because you're going to pass away for whatever reason. So why are you waiting until the age of 65 to do something about this? Only to find that when you get to the age of 65, you're screwed. That's no other way for me to describe that. Look, there's a guy by the name of Brendan McFarland. And in 2018, he did a study that talked about how employer benefits have withered. And here's what he said. He said, companies have largely shifted the burden of investing in savings for retirement from defined benefit pension plans, which guaranteed a certain retirement income or a certain level of income, to defined contribution plans, which makes employees responsible for funding retirement. See, I've told you this all along. Now, Brendan is reinforcing what I've been telling you. Check this out. In 1998, yeah, we're going back a couple of days, 59% of current Fortune 500 companies offered the defined benefit plan to new hires. Those are the pensions. By 2017, that's only 4 years ago, that number had plummeted to only 16%. 16%. Those pensions themselves, they may not provide you the income stream that you need. Look, I'm the recipient of a military pension. I invested 27 years of my life into service for my country. And I'm cool with that. Trust me, I loved what I was doing. And I was actually pretty good at it. And I got that pension. But that pension doesn't provide for my retirement needs, nor does it provide for a lifestyle that I want. See, I turned to real estate to start creating streams of income that I am using to develop my lifestyle. See, real estate actually got me to a place of retirement. And it got me there 2 years after I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, I'm not saying everybody gets there in 2 years, but it is very possible. It really just boils down to what resources you have available to you when you decide that you're done doing what you're doing now and you're going to try something different, something with a proven track record that will help you get to retirement in 5 years or less. If you don't have any money in reserves, if you have no money in a 401k, no money in an IRA, you've not saved a dime, you're starting literally at zero, it's going to take you longer. It's just the way the math works. You're going to have to start putting money aside for investment. Now, for those of you that have those investment accounts, you really need to go take a look at what kind of returns are you really getting on those investments. What is the growth rate? What is it doing for you? And here's the thing about those retirement accounts. They're not paying you a dime every month. My real estate investments pay me monthly or quarterly, just depending on the type of investment I'm making. I receive cash flow from those investments. And I can use that cash flow for anything that I want. Check out Social Security. All right, we got to talk about Social Security because, you know, some of us think maybe it's not going to be around when it's time for us to go for it. The other thing I know about Social Security is that it's not going to give you the money that you need to really live on. And I know this because I had elderly parents. I had an elderly aunt that I took care of. I had an elderly uncle that I took care of. And all of them, except for one, were trying to make a go of it on their Social Security benefits. They just eke out an existence. See, in their golden years, there was just nothing there. It was all just trying to get to the end of the month and hopefully not running out of money before you get there. The one person, my aunt, she actually owned investment property that paid her cash flow. It paid her every month. And it was that cash flow that she earned that made a difference in her life. Because Social Security, I'll just tell you what it was paying her. Like $920 a month. You try living off $920 a month. Yeah, it's difficult. It's very difficult. Fortunately, she had $1,600 a month in cash flow coming in from her real estate asset. And that was the difference. That at least allowed her to live somewhat of an independent lifestyle. The buying power of American Social Security benefits has been declining significantly over the past two decades. And I'm not making that up. That's coming from a guy by the name of Brian Davis, who's a co-founder of something called Spark Rental, which is a site that is focused on, financial independence. In fact, Social Security benefits have lost 33% of their buying power since the year 2000. And that's according to the 2019 Social Security Loss of Buying Power Report. which was conducted by the Senior Citizens League. I mean, let's face it. As Social Security marches closer towards insolvency, they've slimmed their cost of living adjustments considerably. Those COLAs that you get from Social Security, they're very minor. They're very minor. I mean, I was reading Consumer Reports today where they were talking about the fact that inflation has gone up approximately 18% over the past 3 years. That's like a 6% increase per year. Now, they didn't get into the nuts and bolts as to the why, but what that tells you is that your dollar does not have the purchasing power in the future that it has today. Now, here's another statistic that's going to bother you. Divorce after 50 has increased. A certified divorce financial analyst, the guy's name is Renee Sains, is saying getting divorced after age 50 or 60 has a significant impact on your ability to retire. Yeah, because getting divorced is not a wealth-growing prospect. It is a very messy process that impacts on everything. You know, plans that were dependent on supporting one household with two Social Security checks, maybe a 401k, and perhaps a pension, have been decimated when people divorce later in life. Because now you've got two households you're trying to take care of. Yeah, and you've got nobody there to help. Because you wrecked your marriage. And why'd you wreck your marriage? Well, maybe you wrecked your marriage because everything else was more important than your spouse. I know, I'm getting passionate. Because what I want to share with you is the good news of the fact that there's a different way for you to do this. And you might have to overcome some of your false beliefs, or you may have to overcome some fears. But I'm here to tell you, investing in real estate can create a significant difference in your life. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about what you can achieve in just 3 years. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So I've got a couple more stats I'm going to share with you because I want to reinforce the point that maybe, just maybe, what you're doing right now is not going to get you to a place of retirement in the future. Yeah, I'm just being clear with you guys. So look, in 2019, Fidelity Investments reported that the average couple retiring at the age of 65 will need, now get this, $285,000 saved for healthcare expenses alone. Yeah, you heard me. I didn't make that up. Fidelity Investments said that. You need $285,000 saved just for healthcare expenses alone. So real quick, go take a look at that 401k or IRA account or whatever you got. How much do you have in there? Are you even at 285? Maybe you're past that. If you are, hey, that's a good thing. That's awesome. But if you're not, man, how are you going to pay for all the other stuff? And you might be thinking, well, you know, I've still got 20, 25 years to work. Yeah, okay, you could work 20, 25 years, or you could just come check us out at Lifestyles Unlimited, and we can show you how you can transition into real estate investing and get it done in 5 years, as opposed to 20 or 25 years. Yeah, Here's another stat that this is something that came from an entity called Genworth Cost of Care Survey. And Genworth, I don't recall who they are. Really doesn't matter. I'm just citing them. They said that in 2019, the annual cost of an assisted living facility was about $4,000 a month, while the cost of a private room in a nursing home was $8,500 per month. Think about it. So you or your spouse needs assisted living because your body has broken down to a point where your caregiver, the person that loves you, can't provide care for you anymore. Because they're not young anymore either. They're older too. And they have their own issues. So now you're going to have to carve out $48,000 a year to put one of you into an assisted living facility. And if you want a private room in a nursing facility, holy smokes, $8,500. You know, when you annualize that, you're looking at over $100,000 per year for that person. That's going to eat into whatever savings account that you have for retirement. I mean, these are the costs that you need to sit down and pencil out in the future. And trust me, I hope and I pray that you don't have major health problems. In my family, on my mother's side, on my father's side, every one of them had major health problems. So, I mean, take a look at your gene pool and figure it out. Make sure that you are planning for the inevitable and then hope that you don't have to go there. I'm going to share with you some numbers. I'm going to talk about the power of taking $250,000 and buying 10 single-family homes with it. And not just any single-family homes, 10 dirty, nasty, uncared for, junky homes that you would never want to live in their present condition. And what you're going to do is you're going to buy those properties. You're going to utilize the team that you've built to remediate those properties. You're going to put those properties back into service as the nicest properties in that neighborhood. You're not going to overimprove those properties. You will not build the Taj Mahal, but you will make those properties very, very comparable to the nicest properties in that neighborhood. And by doing so, you're going to attract great people that want to live in those properties because they want to enjoy their life, and they're willing to pay you fair market rents to do that. And it's that fair market rent that translates into a lot of great things for you. Now, I will tell you, if you don't know what you're doing with real estate, with investing in real estate, you could get crushed because you could buy the wrong asset because you don't know what you don't know. But when you're educated, when you understand what right looks like, when you understand how we buy properties, how we renovate those properties, how we put those properties back into service, and how those properties pay us multiple ways, it's a game changer. Let's say you took $250,000 out of wherever you have it. Yeah, $250,000. Maybe you've got it in a savings account. Maybe you're going to pull it out of a 401k. And what I'm going to say is this, that $250,000 will be after tax. So maybe you need to have about $300,000 in there, because if it's coming out of a 401k, you're probably going to have to pay the taxes on it. I mean, I'll just be clear with you. You're going to pay the taxes whether you take it out now or you take it out in the future. That's the way those things normally work. But let's say you take that $250,000 and you put $25,000 into each of 10 different homes. Now, I'm not saying you need to go buy all 10 right at one point. I think that's a recipe for disaster, especially for somebody getting started out. But you get that first property, you get it renovated, you put it back into service. Then you go buy that second property, you get it renovated, you put it back into service. You get that third one. And then maybe you've got a good battle rhythm going. Maybe you're able to pick up two and go a little faster. I mean, we have members that do that. So you're investing $250,000 into these properties, and you're using hard money assets to acquire and pay for some, if not all, of the renovation costs. And then what you will do after you fix the properties up and you put great qualified residents into that property, you will stabilize that property and put long-term conventional financing on it. And then you will operate those properties and provide a service to a group of people in our society that highly desire it. And they're deserving of it. So let me run through the numbers with you real quick. Those properties would have, on average, an ARV, or an after repair value, of $150,000. You're going to pay about $90,000 per home. So what that means is you're going to buy assets that are going to cost $900,000 to purchase, but once you fix them up, they're going to have an appraised value of $1.5 million. Maybe you spend about $35,000 per home on rehab. So you've got $350,000 in rehab costs. When it's all said and done, even though you spent a lot of money to buy these properties, you spent $900,000 to buy these properties, you spent another $350,000 for rehab, there's closing and holding costs built in there too, but you only came out of pocket $250,000 to get all 10 of these properties. And we'll show you how to do that. Now, these properties in the markets that we invest in have the ability to return on average around $400 per home in passive income. So that translates to you $4,000 a month in passive income that you can use for anything that you want. It's effectively giving you a 19% return on your money just on the cash on cash. Now, let's say you hold these properties for 3 years. Properties have a tendency to appreciate over time. Statistically, property values double about every 20 years, faster in some places, slower in others. But you would gain an additional $163,000 in equity growth on those properties, in addition to the fact that you will have $57,000 in principal pay down on the notes, which is an increase in your equity. The future value of those properties should be about $1.66 million because they've increased in value. At the end of 3 years, you could sell those properties and you could receive an adjusted capital gain of about $478,000. That's a 191% return on your original investment. So you get your original investment back and then you almost double it. If you decide to refinance the property because you like these properties, you want to hold them longer, you could do that too. And you could take $332,000 out of that property. Your adjusted number would be 133% return on your investment. Now, you're not going to take that money from a sale or a refinance and go blow it on parties. No, what you're going to do is you're going to buy additional assets. Now, remember, you got into 10 properties for $250,000. Imagine how many you could get into for, say, $478,000. Yes, I've just explained the compounding effect of real estate and what the potential is for you. You keep doing this and doing this and doing this, and you get to a point where you are fully retired, living a lifestyle, and you're not worried about depleting a savings account. And if you want to find out how we do it, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.